Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So we would love that you would send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. We are very live here today because it's the day after Pentecost.
That's right.
We pray that you all had a beautiful Pentecost. But today is a different day. Today is Monday. And this was the question for today's show. What does it mean for you to have the Blessed Virgin Mary as your mother? Today is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, which is May 20th. So if you didn't know that, you need to know that.
That's right.
And that is important. Yeah. So we had last week, our granddaughter, Isabella, graduated college.
West Georgia.
Yes.
University.
Yes.
So Summa cum laude. She graduated in the area of education.
She did.
Got her education degree.
And we are so excited that we have two now that have graduated, and they're all on the way. Now, you know, we have 17 grandkids, so we're going to be going to lots of graduations.
I think they're showing some pictures. She's got Isabella with her mom and dad, Matt and Becky, and then with Jim and Joy, right?
Yes.
And then just one about one with her. Alone there, and she already has a job in education.
She already has a job. She's a fourth grade teacher in Carrollton, Georgia, and we're so excited for Isabella. We believe the best is yet to come for her.
Joy, we did want to mention, last week we had on Chris Bell, who's the husband of Joan Andrews Bell, a wonderful pro-life person. She's kind of like the mother of the rescue movement. And so she and a number of people sat in at an abortion mill where they abort 7, 8, 9-month-old babies, and they sat in there to protect those babies nonviolently, prayerfully. And she just received a sentence, and some of the other ones did as well, for like it's like 27 months in prison for saving babies that were going to be aborted that were 7, 8, and 9 months old. A number of other people also were sentenced.
Nonviolent protest.
Right.
Laying down their lives, and this was their sentencing. Yeah.
And they understood. They're willing to die for the children. What are we willing to do for the preborn? ProLifeSociety.net, ProLifeSociety.net or .com. You can follow what's going on and what's happening, and hopefully this will be appealed and the sentence is reduced or they'll be released. But they've already spent 7 months in jail, and now they're sentenced to 24 to like 30-something months in prison.
Yeah.
And so we also wanted to mention Joy Harrison Butker from Kansas City Chiefs kicker. You want to say something about him?
Well, he gave a speech, a beautiful commencement address to beautiful Benedictine College.
Right.
And there he was, knew his Catholic audience, and gave a beautiful address about the importance of motherhood and raising children and, and what an attack. You thought, what he said. And so we just want to support him. And apparently his jersey has like blown up. Everybody wants
blown
his jersey.
In terms of purchases.
In beautiful, really beautiful ways. People coming out to support him. And so, it's important that we defend everything that is good and true and beautiful in this culture of death, in this culture of we're all confused. No, we're not all confused. Some of us have our marching orders. We know who we are as men and women of God, and we know our purpose and our meaning for life. And if you don't have to apologize for that.
And we need to stand with the people that are taking those stands, Protestant, Catholic, or just good humanitarians that are speaking about life, marriage, the family, because either we all hang together in unity or we hang separately at the gallows, so to speak, because there's more and more oppression upon Christians. What does it mean for you to have the Blessed Virgin Mary as your mother? Today is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. It's a new memorial, new feast day. It's a beautiful one. So we want to call us or email us. We want to hear from you, be a part of the conversation. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, the question for today's show, and we would love to hear from you, is what does it mean for you to have the Blessed Virgin Mary as your mother? The memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, is today, May 20th. We would love to hear from you, so give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you're outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. We certainly would love to hear from you. So for me, on this journey with, I'm a convert, so I really had a journey with the Blessed Mother because I wasn't raised a cradle Catholic, nor was I formed in the teachings of the Catholic Church and had a file for Mary, other than that she was Jesus's mother. Kind of like didn't know too much. Pretty big deal. You could go to EWTN.com/Mother of the Church for an ebook. And EWTN has incredible, great resources for you.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful one. So for me, as a convert, I had to teach myself how to pray the rosary. I had a great mother, and so I really wasn't... I didn't need a mother. I was madly in love with Jesus as an evangelical Episcopal priest wife that I used to be. And so my formation and the lane in which I was traveling was different. And I really, and I confess this, I really, as a Protestant, I had an attitude with Mary. And believe me, I did Bible studies. I taught Bible studies on Ruth and Naomi and Elizabeth. And you would just, you know, because you wanted to know their virtues and the way these beautiful women were obedient to God and how they loved God. But when, as a Protestant, when you said Mary, no matter how you said her or you were going to pray to Mary, there was like this shield that would go up and it would be protest being Protestant. It was part of the fall. It was sinful. And it wasn't until love tore that protest down. And it was a journey of love, and it still continues. I had a great mother. I really didn't need a mother. I needed Jesus, and I needed the Holy Spirit, and I did, and I had the Word of God. And that's kind of the lanes in which I lived, but I didn't know there was more. And then when the more gets revealed to you, you see how ignorant and stupid and prideful you were, and you think, Jesus. And I remember even saying to Mary, I'm sorry, I've had an attitude with you because I didn't know you. And so to have a day where you have the Blessed Mother, the Mother of the Church, and you comprehend or begin to comprehend the beauty and all of her virtues and all of her ways and how she is and how she wants to tend to you. And the woman who stood at the cross wants to be the mother, no matter what you're bearing in your life today, she's going to stand with you at your cross. Yeah. Because she knows how to stand at the cross. And she suffers with you and she prays for you. And she's such a beautiful intercessor and a great aid and a mother as only she can be. Well, we have Susie from Illinois on the phone. Susie, welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy. What is your question or your comment today?
Just to tell them thank you for all their wonderful programs. And it's a special day about Mary, our mother, and that everyone, especially the young mothers, should be sure to pray for their young children and that they keep their faith and they realize how important Mother Mary is to all of us.
Thank you, Susie.
So much. Yeah, so Our Lady is like our Lord, key intercessor. It's Jesus as our intercessor, as our advocate, the Holy Spirit as our advocate, the Blessed Virgin Mary as our intercessor, as she prayed for her son, Jesus Christ, as she contemplated Jesus Christ in her womb, as she contemplated the face of Christ, as moms do, of the baby in their womb, as she beheld for the first time in the Nativity, the face of Jesus Christ, the face of divinity made manifest. Always praying, mothers should always be praying for their children and blessing their children, guiding and directing them. And so she is the model for all of us, but especially for moms. And that's why we mentioned Joan Andrews, who's in prison, because she was mothering, trying to mother and save those babies whose mothers weren't doing the right thing. and we spoke about the
Harrison Butker.
Right, because he got attacked for speaking about the wonderful call to motherhood. This is so, so she is that model of motherhood. And as you said, Joy, especially she's a mother to those who are experiencing the cross. You may be experiencing the cross, pain, suffering, sorrow, infidelity in your marriage, your children who've wandered away from the church, life-threatening illness. And Mary is there at the cross. So Mary, the mother, was there at the cross with Jesus Christ. And we know that Jesus from the cross said to that disciple who he loved, John, "Behold your mother." And from that moment, he took her in to his home. He became her son. And that represents all of the men and women of faith, that we take her in and, mother, behold your son. Take in John, mother. You love me as your son. Take in all of these who were born again by water and the Spirit. They are the sons and daughters of the living God. Isn't this wonderful to know that Mary is not only the mother of God, the Theotokos, but this is a new feast, a new memorial under Pope Francis. And it began with John Paul II and Benedict Paul VI. They were speaking about Mary not only as the mother of God, but Mary, the mother of all of us. Mm-hmm. Mary's my mother too. It's a beautiful thing. Joy, we have a comment.
It says, "The Blessed Virgin Mary has been a guiding mother to me since I was in the second grade. When I first saw her picture as Our Lady of Lourdes in the parish church of my grandparents, my mother was sick then with tuberculosis, and I used to visit Mary in the church after school every day and sometimes bring her flowers to pray for my mother's healing." And this is from Avelita from Facebook. Yeah. And so how beautiful, right? Because she is an intercession. She is the one who's going to stand with you and cry out, no matter what your sickness is, no matter what your sorrow is. She's going to accompany you on the journey, even if it's a journey unto death. And you might be out there and you've escorted your spouse to death. You've been there and your heart is aching and you're longing and you're lonely. And that's a cross. You're left behind. You're here. You have to live without the love of your life. And that's a cross. She's going to come up alongside of you and be with you. Yeah. You know, I've had times in my life when I just would hold the rosary in my hand and go to sleep. There are storms in our lives. It doesn't say he's going to take the storms away or trials or tribulations or whatever they are. But you just need comfort to get through the storm. That's the presence and the power of the rosary. You say, oh, that's, you know, as a Protestant, I would have said, oh, that's ridiculous. Just call on Jesus. Well, sometimes you just need your mother. I love my father, but sometimes you just need the comfort, the beauty, and the tender touch of a mother. And that's the beauty that our Blessed Mother brings to us. And there are so many beautiful images. And I think of that, the great book that Anthony DiStefano wrote on Mary's wardrobe, you know, the beautiful one. And there's a special one that where she has, and she has open her gown, and there are just hundreds of children under her cloak. So beautiful.
There's all the titles of Our Lady and apparitions. And then the clothing that she appeared in.
And why she did.
Yeah. And so you said there's one where under her garment are all these mm-hmm, children. Mm-hmm. Because Eve was the mother of all the living. From her comes all the living. But the second Eve is Our Lady, the mother of the church. And those children are the ones who come to life and who live through the shed blood of her son, Jesus Christ. The water and the Spirit, the born again by water and the Spirit, that we are the children of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's mind-blowing.
Well, and what I love about the Catholic Church is the beauty of the art. I mean, the art of Mary, and there are so many beautiful artists that have portrayed her in so many beautiful scenes, and she's breathtaking, yeah, and she's beautiful, and she takes you in, and you just can get lost. I mean, I remember going to Rome as a Protestant and just being blown away by the beauty of, yeah, art, of the Blessed, yeah, and it was kind of like veils just kept coming off my eyes. It was just like, can you see how beautiful she is, Joy? You need her. Was like, yes, I do. I need her.
Let's comment here. As someone who grew up without much attention or affection for my mother, I have found the role that the Blessed Virgin Mary plays to be such an inspiration. I try to be for my own kids what Our Lady has shown me is possible. Jasmine from Honolulu.
Now that's healing, right? Because obviously we would expect or believe or need our mother to be tender and affectionate, but they're human beings and they're broken and we don't know what the history was. But this is where Jesus comes to us and the Blessed Mother comes to us and can move in to that cavity in our soul that maybe has been abandoned by affection, has been abandoned by tenderness, and say, come and heal me and restore me. So now that I don't repeat, yeah, the sin of my mother, but that I love differently because I've been touched by the love and the mercy and grace of God Almighty and His Blessed Mother.
Can a mother forget her child? Can a mother forget the one who sucked at her breast? Even these may forget you, but I will not forget you. In Christ, in God, is the love of the mother. And then He chooses Mary to be the mother of the eternal Word of God and to give her to you as your mother. Take her in. Only you could take her in. Take her in now in a new and in a wonderful way. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, thank you for all of your calls and your comments today. You know, we always love to hear from you. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we're going to check in with Joan Lewis to hear about Pope Francis's very busy Pentecost weekend.
Well, hi, Jim and Joy, and greetings from my home to your home. And lots of news, a very busy weekend for Pope Francis, who on Saturday, May 18th, spent the entire day in a sun-splashed Verona, a city in northern Italy that he had never visited before, and of course one made very famous by William Shakespeare in his Romeo and Juliet story. Now, there were three main events of the day. The first was the Peace Arena 2024, in which civic and religious officials got together to discuss disarmament, peace, migrants, and so many other issues. And that was followed by a visit to the Montorio prison, actually the longest visit of the day for the Pope, where he spoke to prisoners and then shared a meal with him. And then the final event was the biggest one, of course, in the stadium, and that was the Mass for the Vigil of Pentecost. Now, interestingly enough, the Pope actually started his day in the very beautiful Romanesque Basilica of St. Zeno. There he met with priests and deacons and men and women religious. And he said that the architecture of this church really struck him. And he said the architecture made him think of a boat. And he said, together, we are on the boat of the Lord, navigating the sea of history to spread the joy of the gospel. We have the grace and the joy of being together on the ship of the church, excuse me, amidst wonderful horizons and alarming storms. But do not be afraid, he said, because the Lord is always with us. Now, the Holy Father then had, outside the Basilica, a wonderful meeting with children. He always loves being with them, and I think we love being with him. And he said, you can truly become peacemakers. And he told the children, with your friend Jesus, you, courageously and with faith, can go against the tide and become peacemakers, using your gifts to help others. Don't be afraid to go against the tide if you want to do a good thing. Do you understand, he said? And of course, when you think about it, those are really words for all of us, aren't they? Now, Mass, of course, the last event of that trip, the Pope had an unscripted homily. And in the beginning, he actually spoke of St. Paul, who had something from the Acts of the Apostles. St. Paul, who had visited a Christian community. And he said to the people, so have you been visited by the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit? And of course, the answer was disconcerting because they said, who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? Well, the Pope answered the question. He said, the Holy Spirit is the protagonist of our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one who moves us forward, who helps us progress, and who enables us to develop a Christian life. Now, of course, the next day, of course, was the appearance of the Holy Spirit on Mary and the disciples, and we call that Solemnity Pentecost. And this is, by the way, the last time until next Easter that we will hear the Regina Caeli as the noon prayer. We now return after Easter to the Angelus. But the Holy Father had Mass. It was rainy in Rome, but the Holy Father's Mass was inside the Basilica, so no problem there. Because Pentecost, of course, does mark the descent of the Holy Spirit on Mary and on the apostles, and by the way, it's the birth of the Catholic Church, the Pope reflected on this in saying, the Holy Spirit operating in the Church with power and gentleness never leaves us alone, and if we let him, gives us his presence and his gifts to accomplish that which for us alone would have been otherwise impossible. So many more beautiful words than that about Pentecost, but we just don't have time. So time's up here, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much. Isn't it wonderful to be a Christian and grand to be a Catholic? And so we thank you for being with us this day. It's an honor and a privilege to come to you in this way. Join us next time for a great conversation with Ulrika Drevniak. We will be discussing the need for women to have access to authentic health care and fact-based education surrounding their health and fertility. May the power of the Holy Spirit, this power will be given to you. May you witness to Christ, not only know the power of the Spirit and the love of your mother in Christ, Mary, but may you be a witness even in your life, in your relationships, to those you love, to those who stand against you, and at the hour of your death. And Mary will be with you as your mother at the hour of your death. Take her. Welcome the Holy Spirit. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You are never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.